This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The only way you can take ESPN Rochester with you is the Radio.com app. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
Fresh from a week in Mobile, Alabama at the Senior Bowl. Joining us now in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia from the Athletic Buffalo, Matthew Fairburn in the sports bar. Matt, how you been?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Matt, appreciate your time. So you are back in Western New York now, correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so tell us, I'll just ask you the question broadly. Things that popped out to you this week, let's start with the quarterbacks. I mean, we're reading these rave reports about Drew Lock. Did Drew Lock improve his stock so far this week?
You know, I always am interested in the idea of guys hurting or improving their stock, because I think a lot of that type of talk or that type of thinking might be a little bit misguided. Sometimes it's just the general public catching up to what those in the league think, but I think a week like this, there are things guys can do to help themselves. And this is the first time that all of these scouts, general managers, coaches get to meet these guys. And from what I've told, Drew Lock has been dynamite in interviews with teams. I mean, he was great with the media, which doesn't mean a whole lot, but with teams, he was an ace interview, a guy that can command the room, and, you know, his recall's great. In terms of, you know, the command of his offense and when teams are getting him on the board and things like that. He's a guy that I don't know if rising is the right word, but the idea that he's not in the first round conversation, I think, is not accurate. I think this guy very much could be a first round pick, could be a high first round pick. And I think the higher the better for the Bills, because he's a guy that, you know, the Bills don't need a quarterback. So the more quarterbacks that go in front of the Bills, the better off they're going to be.
Matthew, you watch this guy. He's a Missouri guy. You're a Missouri guy. I mean, everything you're talking about, him off the field and commanding a room and interviewing well. How was he on the field as a Tiger?
He's got a ton of talent. He has one of the best arms in this draft. I mean, you'll probably hear similar talk surrounding Drew Lock as you did Josh Allen a year ago. Big arm, some inconsistency with his accuracy, completion percentage was a bit of a concern. I think it was big for him to come back to Missouri this year and have the season that he did, because he was playing in a bit more of a pro style offense than the simple spread scheme he ran his first few years. And you saw him go through some ups and downs because of that. He's the rare quarterback these days that has played as much football as he has. He's such an experienced player because he got thrown into the fire as a true freshman. And I think teams value a guy that has been through, you know, some ups and downs. And yeah, he put some bad tape out there in his first few years as a starter, and his tape his last 2 years wasn't perfect either, but he's come out the other side as a very confident, polished guy, and a guy that I think has all the tools to be a big time passer. I know there's at least one team that has Josh Allen with a higher, or Drew Lock with a higher grade than Josh Allen had a year ago from them. So Josh Allen went number 7. I mean, who's to say Drew Lock can't end up in that same range? We'll see when it all shakes out where he ends up, but he has all the tools, and now he's got a little bit of the momentum coming off this Senior Bowl week.
Joining us on the phone is Matthew Fairburn from The Athletic, who was at the Senior Bowl practices this week and meeting with some of these players. And I think the one player we are all locally interested in, Tyree Jackson, I'm having trouble kind of putting my finger on, you know, who I should believe. Somebody might say, hey, he's a quarterback that could go in the second round, and who knows how things may go if a team likes him at the end of the first. And others say not at the end. So, Matthew, what is your opinion on Buffalo quarterback Tyree Jackson?
You know, this is my you know, first kind of extended exposure to him. And so I think he's a guy that is clearly a project. I mean, he's got a huge arm. He's got the size. You know, he can extend plays and, you know, make plays with pressure in his face. And I think that's why you saw so many of the big plays that he created at Buffalo. But, you know, talking to people, this is a guy that not everybody is sold on. And I think that you're going to see a pretty big range of grades from him, whether it's I don't really buy the talk that he could be a second or third round pick. I think he's more in that day three range. You know, the long throwing motion is concerning to some teams, and the accuracy is the other main concern with him. So he's very much an unfinished product, and that could hurt him a little bit. But I think he's still making the right move going pro, because he's better off developing while getting paid than he is going to an SEC school like Auburn, who is interested in him. And, you know, then you're risking either getting hurt, having a down year, depending on what goes right or wrong around you. So might as well go to the NFL, even if he's a fifth or sixth round pick. You're in an NFL locker room. You're developing that way, and you're getting paid to do so. I still think it's a wise move, and you never know with guys that have the physical tools that Tyree Jackson has, you never know how high those guys could go, because all it takes is one team. And, you know, what I hear from certain teams isn't going to be what, you know, every team is saying. And so there, all it takes is one to think that he's worth a second or third round pick for him to get drafted there and you know, get a pretty good paycheck for it.
Fairburn Friday in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. Our visit with Matthew Fairburn of The Athletic, fresh from Mobile, Alabama, in the Senior Bowl. Matthew, let's kind of view the events of this week through the lens of the Buffalo Bills. And we know Bean and McDermott were there. I'm curious as to who they were watching, who they were paying attention to. I want to see this team this offseason build from the inside out, meaning fix the line and then worry about your skill position players. And I think it starts with center. Was there anybody there that turned some heads at the Senior Bowl this week in terms of offensive line and specifically the center position?
Yeah, I think center is such an important position. I'll have a story out on just the importance of that position overall next week, talking to some guys who have played the position, some guys who have coached offensive line, and I talked to Brandon Bean a little bit about it this week. It really is an understated position, and it's one of those that when you have it, you don't think about it much, like when the Bills had Eric Wood. But when you don't have it, it's pretty obvious, and I think it was obvious this year. And I think the center group down there was a strong group. I think the two best centers in the draft were down there, starting with Garrett Bradbury. Talked to a scout that said he had the best tape of any center he studied in the last 5 years. And I don't know if it depends what the Bills want to do in terms of a blocking scheme with how ideal a fit he would be. He's very much a mobile guy that can play in space, get to the second level, and, you know, a good just all-around player. There's a reason he was, you know, named the best center in college football. Elgin Jenkins from Mississippi State is the other guy in the conversation to be the first center off the board. He has a little bit of center guard flexibility, which could help him. He's a guy that plays a very powerful game. He's super strong, hard to move off the point of attack. He had a good week. Ross Pierce Parker, who I mentioned you guys last week, the Alabama center, has experience with Brian Daboll, and, you know, all these guys. I think what stands out is you're going to draft a center and throw that guy in with a young quarterback to boot. You need to have a guy who's played a lot of football, and those guys have all started a ton of games. Same goes for Michael Dieter from Wisconsin, Eric McCoy from Texas A&M. It was a good group of centers down here, pretty solid group of offensive linemen, and I think you see that often at the Senior Bowl, because offensive linemen are guys that, you know, don't hesitate to compete. They don't hesitate to go out there in front of scouts and kind of show what they can do. And oftentimes the best O-linemen are the guys that have played the most. And so, you know, senior prospects that have graduated, that have played a lot of football, those are the types of guys that you see down here. And that's why, some of the better linemen in this draft were down here.
Matthew Fairburn from The Athletic, who was talking to Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott this week. When you hear the quote about Brandon Bean saying the Bills don't need to be drafting in the top 10, are we to take that at face value? Is that a clear sign that the Buffalo Bills are open to trading down, Matthew?
I absolutely think they're open to trading down, as they should be. I mean, when you're in the position that the Bills are in, you want as many draft picks as possible. They have a lot of needs, and they need to get younger and more talented at a lot of different spots. And so, yes, they have 10 draft picks, but they only have their own pick in each of the first three rounds. If they're able to move back and get another day two pick or two, that's where you can really, you know, change your team in one with one draft. Look at what the Colts did last year with all those second round picks that turned into, you know, big time players while they still got Quentin Nelson in the first round. So that's a good, you know, spot to be in if you're the Bills, to be in the opposite spot they were in last year where, you know, they were kind of desperate to get into the top 10. Now they're open to whatever. If a good player falls into their lap, they'll take him. If, you know, they can't trade back, or if somebody's dying to trade up for one of these quarterbacks or one of these top defensive players, I don't think the Bills would have any problem sliding back half a dozen or even a dozen spots, still getting a first-round player and having a few extra picks to, you know, increase their chances of finding a few other starters in this draft. I think it's a nice change for them to be in a position of power where they're in the top 10. And like Brandon Bean said, they don't really need to be up there.
Matthew, some of these guys that we were talking about on the offensive line that you're watching there at the Senior Bowl this week wouldn't be guys that you would take with the ninth overall pick, I'm guessing. And I'm curious as to if they aren't able to trade back, and let's face it, there's a very real chance that they will be picking the ninth overall, taking the ninth overall pick in the draft. You know, is it still a defensive-heavy first round where you think the Bills, if they were there at nine still, that they would end up having to take a defensive tackle or a defensive end?
It all depends on how the board falls, but I think there are some offensive tackles that would be in the mix. Jonah Williams from Alabama is one of them. Cody Ford from Oklahoma is another. DK Metcalf, the wide receiver from Ole Miss, it seems like his medicals have checked out. He's going to be able to go through drills at the combine, even though he's coming off a pretty scary neck injury that ended his career at Ole Miss. That's a guy that, you know, is looked at by some as the top wide receiver in this draft. And if everything checks out, perhaps he's worthy of that number nine pick. So it's still a little early for me to say one way or the other, whether they're going to be forced into taking a defensive player or whether they'll be able to go offense. But clearly there's a ton of talent on the defensive side of the ball. And especially if a few of these quarterbacks go in the top 5 to 8 picks, then you're, you know, in a position, if you're the Bills, where a potentially elite talent on the defensive side of the ball could fall to number nine. And, you know, that's a good position to be in. So they're going to keep their options open. A lot of it will depend, too, on free agency and, you know, what they're able to, you know, get in free agency in terms of acquiring depth and things like that. And hopefully that opens them up to take the best player available or the best offer available and get as much value as they can out of this first round pick.
Matthew Fairburn from The Athletic. One other Bills note. I mean, the team still doesn't have a wide receivers coach. Is that just a formality? They're going to promote the guy from within, or are they still looking here, Matthew?
Sean McDermott had an interesting answer on that. You know, he said they haven't made a decision, but then went on to praise Chad Hall, the assistant wide receivers coach from a year ago. So it's unclear whether they're going to promote from within or whether there's a candidate out there maybe that they're sniffing around on. Kind of hard to tell what they're going to do. It seems like it's just a, you know, a formality at this point that you either promote the guy or you find somebody else, but not sure exactly what they're doing. But they were working to complete the staff, and they weren't ready to say that they're making a final move there. So that tells me that they're still sniffing around on someone and seeing if they, you know, maybe there's another candidate out there that they're waiting for an answer from before they promote from within. But really the only loose end they have to tie up on this staff.
He's Matthew Fairburn of The Athletic Buffalo. You can read his work at The Athletic. And Matthew, I know that you've got your recap of the Senior Bowl up right now. Is there anything else you're working on for the site that our listeners can check out?
Yeah, it should be up tomorrow morning. I'm going to do a Bills-specific mock draft with only guys that were at the Senior Bowl. So just guys that, you know, one for each round maybe that would potentially fit. It's a little tricky with the first round pick because there's not too many guys worthy of the number nine pick that were down at the Senior Bowl, but it'll just be an exercise in kind of, you know, some players that stood out and some guys that could fit the bills that were down there that they were connected to in some way. So I'll have that. And then next week, like I mentioned, the story on the center position that I've been working on for a little while with some interesting comments from Brandon Bean on how he values that position and, you know, what type of action he might take to rectify their problem there.
Hey, real quick, just on the center position, one more thing. I mean, I think we all kind of look at the free agents that are available and look at a guy like Matt Paradise right away and think, oh, that's the guy coming off of an ACL, but he was really good during his time in Denver. What are your thoughts on free agent centers that are out there, Matthew?
There's some good ones. And I think, you know, Mitch Morse, Matt Paradise are probably the two of note. I don't know if they'll, you know, hit the open market or what will happen, but there's some value, I think, in having a center that's a veteran. And there's a reason Brandon Bean locked up Eric Wood when he first got here. Obviously, the plan wasn't for Wood to have to retire. So it's, free agency is definitely an option. There were some talented guys down there at the Senior Bowl, but then you're dealing with, you know, that's a position not completely unlike quarterback where there's a bit of a learning curve. You know, you're a guy that has to identify what the defense is doing, point out protections, make the calls for the offensive line. So there's some value in having a veteran, and there's some talented free agents out there.
Matthew Fairburn from The Athletic, appreciate your time today. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys.
Have a good weekend, Matt. And if you missed that conversation or if you came in late, we'll have it for you on demand shortly at ESPNRochester.com. Matthew Fairburn of The Athletic from Mobile, Alabama earlier this week. And good recap up on The Athletic right now as well.
Let me just get one quick note in. Apparently, this is from the real world danger. We have reopened the government, a temporary end to the shutdown without wall funding. So there you go.
Whew. Man. Okay.
So if you had government reopen in our pool poll before Harper signing in 60 degrees, you won.
That was your pool. That's right. That's good.
Didn't think that would happen that quick.
Yeah, that's good. All right, I'll drink to that as on the way next. Takes on tap, 454-ESPN is our phone number. We talked a little bit about Antonio Brown. The guy is just, if anything, he's not subtle. I'll explain what he did on social media today. And also a stat on our gluttonous behavior a week from Sunday.
Jack Eichel's our guy, right, Danger? He's doing something where I don't know if I trust him.
Listen, now at some point, we could say he's our guy, but at some point, behavior is going to become questionable or you're going to question why the team hasn't done more, and we know how this goes. You can turn on a guy really quick. Hearing this about Jack Eichel makes me want to turn on him, not after the season. Like, it makes me want to turn. I'm not going to, but it makes me want to. I didn't know he was this kind
of guy.
He's this guy. Oh, no. Say it.
We've got to have an intervention with Eichel here.
All right. That's on the way next. I'll drink to that. Takes on tap. You're in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester.
Push your bandwidth to the limit with ESPNRochester.com. Stream the sports leader on your computer. Read the latest rumblings from the Bills and rumors from the Sabres. Breaking news, expert analysis, and opinion. We've got you covered. Plus on-demand audio and all of the best moments from the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Bookmark ESPNRochester.com. The online home of AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The Sports League. ESPN Rochester. Looking for the best-sounding, most interactive way to listen to the sports leader? The Radio.com app is the official new home of ESPN Rochester. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. Listen in your car via Apple CarPlay or Android Auto. Connect wirelessly on your smart speakers or just pop some earbuds in and take us with you everywhere. The Radio.com app. Free to download, easy to use, and where you can find AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.